Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, welcome back to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I am Teron Davenport, your host, and I appreciate you guys tuning in. First things first, be sure to follow this podcast, subscribe on iTunes and Audio Boom, the Locked On Eagles podcast. This is what we do. We're going to carry you through the offseason. We're going to talk Eagles football. We're going to look at some of the things that they have to do, you know, as far as in the draft and as well as in free agency. There is a top five cornerback article that's available to you right now on the EaglesWire.USAToday.com. Be sure to check that out. I also did a post on there in regards to the free agents that the Eagles are going to have pending for this upcoming offseason. So be sure to check those things out. And first things first, you know, just looking at the corners, that's an area that they need to address. If not in the first round, the second round at the very least, you got some guys like Sidney Jones, Tease Tabor, Quincy Wilson, Kevin King in the middle rounds. You know, there are a lot of options. Trey Davis White, a guy who Jalen Mills is very high on. So they're going to need to address corners in the draft. But before we look at that, you have to look at what the Eagles have at hand right now, and that's Nolan Carroll, Leotis McKelvin. These are the starters, and the question remains, who do they bring back? They've already entered into contract negotiations with Carroll, so we'll see how that situation develops. Leotis McKelvin said that he wants to come back. He said that he is willing to nurture a young corner that they draft, but he plans on being the starter next year. I talked to Leotis after the game. Let's go ahead and get into that. Here's Leotis McKelvin giving his take.
Thanks, Leos.
What's up, man? So, your first season with the Eagles is now over. Just looking back, what's your take on how things went?
Very excited season. You know, it was very different for me. You know, being able to be playing the Buffalo for 8 years, coming into the NFC East, seeing this, seeing it different for us, like the media, the more spotlight, being able to, like, you know what I'm saying? It's easy for you to be put on the pedestal. It's easy for you to down bad. I mean, talk bad about you, whatever the case may be. But overall, it's a great experience. I love to be in this organization and making things go back the right how they wanted to go into the playoffs.
I know you had the hamstring situation throughout the season. I mean, obviously, that's something that could stay with you, you know, especially at your position. Do you feel that had an impact on some of the things that happened this year?
I mean, it had an impact on me at the beginning of the season and stuff like that. You know, being able to be out there, being able to, like, use my God-given talent to run with guys and things like that. But overall, you know, take back those deep balls, whatever the case may be. If you're saying something different, you know, other than that, you know, played ball, got my hands on a lot of balls this year. But, you know, just one thing, you know, just got to take care of the deep ball. That's one thing I got to do. I mean, it's not a problem, not an issue. You just got to go out there and just do it.
So what's next for Leotis McKelvin? I know you want to come back here, and I know when healthy, you're a solid cover corner. So what's next for you looking into the offseason? How are you going to approach that?
You know, every year, you know, come in, get myself ready, prepared, keep myself going, you know what I'm saying, keep myself in in good shape, you know, because I've been playing ball for a long time. So just whenever the season come back around again, I'll get ready to play. You know, I believe I still can be starting this league, still I can believe make plays in this league. I'm going to come back from here. You know, God willing, that's what I want to be. Come back and win the starting spot. That's how I believe. That's what I know. And other than that, you know, whatever decisions they make for us, like they want to bring people in, whatever the case may be. I'm at a stage of my life where they're not, you know what I'm saying? I could take a back row, or, you know what I'm saying, move into the slot, play the nickel. I can play different positions. So with everything going on, I don't think it's liable to get rid of me just because, you know, you can have depth, have things, because anything can happen, you know, as far as, like, you know, with the secondary, things like that, people going down. So I think I can still be here.
So that's what you feel is something that will be of value, your versatility as well as your ability to be like that veteran for a younger guy like Jalen or anybody that they should bring in?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, that's how I feel. I feel like, I could be a veteran guy or definitely could be a starter, no matter, what the case may be, I feel like I can start. Compete with anybody,
You better, yeah.
So it's like, whatever the case may be, if I'm still here, I got one more year of my contract, never know how long I'm going to play, and I'm willing to give everything I got going into my last year of my contract, just basically my last year, or whatever the case may be, wherever I decide next year.
So that was Leotis McKelvin. Interesting take. I see that he's willing to be that guy to help develop a young corner. The Eagles are going to take a young corner, whether it be in free agency or the draft or both. They're taking a young corner. Rest assured, they're adding some cornerbacks to that roster. McKelvin just said that he's willing to help this team out as far as developing, but he plans on being the starter. He has another year on his deal, as he mentioned. I think McKelvin can still play, and I think that he's a guy that could be there for depth, as he mentioned. He can bump inside and play the slot. That hamstring is kind of it was an issue. It grabbed him a bit this year. Obviously, it didn't last the whole season, but I think that it definitely has something to do with his being able to settle in and play the position. He's obviously not the best corner in the league, but I think that he could still cover. He has shown some flashes. So, Leotis McKelvin, Nolan Carroll, these are going to be guys that they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do with. I think one of the two will be back. We'll see who is or who isn't. But at the end of the day, they do have to figure out a way to improve the secondary. Another thing to look at just on the defensive side of things, and we'll kind of focus on that, is just, the pass rush and just the whole approach going into this offseason. These are guys that, they finished at a 7-9 record. And obviously last year they did that as well with Chip Kelly, and it resulted in Kelly being fired. At the same time, you have Doug Peterson still going to be around, and the players are behind him. Got to talk to Brandon Graham a little bit about just, the offseason preparation and just the approach going into the season, the offseason rather. So let's go ahead and check that out as well.
Yeah. What goes through your mind? Gotta make sure if that does happen where 15 guys won't be here next year, that the 15 that do come in, that they understand what we got to get done and where we at. And that starts with the leaders, and that starts with coach and us as leaders, to let people know and don't let stuff slip, like little things slip through the cracks. Make sure we police a lot of things, especially the hard times where you got to, police young guys, let them know. Because it's hard to, give somebody criticism, and because you always got to look at yourself first. But I think once it's like a family here, and that's all we really need to echo. And once you show out there on the field and practice what you all about, people tend to follow. It's just, we got to make sure we don't take no steps back as far as the intensity we bring each and every day.
You guys were 7-9 last year, and Chip got fired. 7-9 this year. How are those two records? I mean, they're the same, but how does it feel different?
It feels different because, man, we was in every game, this year. It was a bunch of, like I say, self-inflicting wounds. Some guys, they beat us, like, first time we played Washington, they beat us. I give them that. Everybody else, I felt like we was in those games. I mean, Bengals, they beat us. It was just one of them games. But everybody else, we played tough to the end, and we just couldn't make certain plays to, win. And I think next year, if we continue to keep that edge and keep that chip and know what we felt this year and carry it over to next year so that it won't happen again, I think we'd be fine.
Do you think playoffs are a realistic goal next year for this team?
I think that's definitely in our minds now, because that's where it starts. It starts in your mind, and then now you got to go out there and work hard this offseason. And I think, we can be where we want to be if we had that mindset.
This sport is one where you practice almost three times as much as you play. So approaching this offseason, on a personal level, what's your approach? What are some areas of improvement? And, how do you want to go into the offseason?
I want to make sure I work hard like I do. I want to make sure I take get away from the game a little bit for a couple weeks. I want to make sure for next year I finish on sacks and not miss them. And then really I just want us to all just, have fun out there, man, because that's at the end of the day, I had fun this year. You know, no matter the situation, what happened and all that, I had fun. The first couple games, you know, we was having fun. And, yeah, stuff didn't happen. We went on a little 2-8, whatever. But I think overall, nobody ever wavered. Nobody ever blamed each other. Everybody just came to work every day. And, you know, it's kind of sad it's coming to an end. But, you know, like I say, I'm not going to I don't want to feel this feeling no more. And I see a lot of guys that don't want that too. So it's all about us going out there and doing it, not talking about it.
In this day and age, I mean, it's a microwave society. You know, a coach is expected to come in, turn things around. Mm-hmm. With Coach Peterson, what are some of the things that you've noticed that stand out to you and make him a solid coach?
I mean, man, he's straight up. You know, he's a guy that's going to shoot you straight and let you know. And you can trust a guy like that that's going to let you know the real. He's a guy that played, you know, for 14 years and, you know, he understands where we are as far as where we are in the season. He backs off when he's supposed to. He does a lot of great things because, you know, he wants to know what type of team we have. You know, he talks to guys. He's not, you know, running away from that. He wants to get to know who's here, and I think that's always a great start.
So that was BG talking a little bit about just the mindset and some of the things he likes about Doug Peterson. Let's face it, folks, he's going to be back around, right, wrong, or indifferent. You know, I know a lot of you have some issues with the play calling, have some issues with some of the things as far as challenges and things like that. But Doug Peterson will be back. Rest assured, he is the coach for at least another year. And I think you need to give him a chance. Like I said to BG, you know, it's a microwave society. You don't have to look for instant success. It doesn't always happen. The only thing that instant is oatmeal and cream of wheat, man. You don't get success right away for the most part. So I think this Eagles team, you know, give or take a few things, they could be competitive next year. They definitely need to look at some options in the draft. Obviously, running back. Obviously, receiver, corner, or positions. Running back, if Dalvin Cook is there, he's definitely a guy to take. And we'll be going through all of the draft stuff. Definitely want to let you guys know that I am going to be joining BGN Radio, and we'll be on WIP as well as just the BGN Radio Network. So definitely tune into that. It's been a great season. You know, this market has provided so much opportunity, and I'm more than thrilled to be able to, you know, be here and give you guys these takes, you know, my takes on the Eagles. And I appreciate you guys tuning in. CSN has been great. You know, obviously the Eagles Wire, and be sure to follow Football Game Plan, you know, footballgameplan.com. Excuse me. You'll see a lot of the work on there. So, this draft season is you know, just as intense as the regular season. So we'll be bringing you all types of content. You could definitely stay tuned right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast on Audio Boom and iTunes. I'm Teron Davenport. We appreciate you tuning in at @TDavenport_NFL is the follow. The EaglesWire.USAToday.com is the website. And you know, Locked On Eagles, iTunes is your location. We are out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit about Howie Roseman and his media availability. That's going to be tomorrow morning, so definitely stay tuned for that, and we'll take it from there. Until then, signing off, I'm Teron Davenport. I appreciate you tuning in.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.